Catherine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Lucy. It's good to be on. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, as we know, body image refers to how you see yourself when you look in the mirror or when you picture yourself in your mind. Why is it that females hold the majority of those affected by poor self-esteem due to their own body image?
Well, there's several book chapters that could be written on that subject. I think because historically women have been more typically valued for their sexuality, for their bodies. If you are young and beautiful, then you're more likely to be able to snag yourself a good husband, which means historically, if you weren't able to earn your own wage, that was the only means that you had of being secure economically. So now we're living sort of vestiges of that society where women still have that at the back of their minds, that their inherent worth is all tied up in their physical attributes and in how skinny they are, how good their skin is, so on and so forth.
Mm. Now, why is beauty such a significant factor within society? Still, we do know that men are increasingly experiencing the same problems with body image as women, but why is this still a factor in society when we know now that we don't need to be beautiful to be successful?
Well, good question. I mean, I think everyone, regardless of what their gender might be, will experience some kind of insecurity about how they look, because we have such a deeply visual culture that is very, very concerned with how you look and what you're wearing, what size you are. And we do, unfortunately, have the vestiges of that male dominated culture where your worth as a woman was tied up in how beautiful you were and how many children you could have. I think that a lot of it has to do with the media we consume and the advertising that comes with that. It's very difficult to sell clothes and diet products and gym memberships to people who are already happy with the way that they look. So that if we can put forward, if we can saturate our media with messages that say that you're not thin enough, you're not fit enough, your skin's not good enough, no one's going to love you unless you look this way, then it's easier to sell the product that supposedly fits these problems. No. So I think part of it is a long-standing history of the male-defined beauty norms, and the other part of it is good old capitalism, I'm afraid.
Mm. Now, just on the point on the media that we consume, as an example here, the Modern Family star Ariel Winter did look amazing at the awards, but people were quick to point out that Kylie Jenner had worn a version of the same dress days earlier. Media sites, of course, posted an article with this fact and a mini survey down the bottom asking readers who wore it better. Why is there such a culture of bringing one woman down just to raise the other? And is this affecting our ideals of body image?
For sure. And certainly, I mean, like I said before, if you don't have an ideal to compare yourself with, then, you know, it's much more difficult to feel bad about yourself. So, I mean, I think you sort of asked me several questions. So, for one thing, I'm sort of astonished that two women wearing vaguely similar dresses is even remotely newsworthy. But I do think that the sort of media paparazzi, the tabloid media particularly, picks up on competition between women because it's a good way of sort of promoting a culture where women are in competition with each other, who can be the prettiest, who can be the most popular with men. Because if we're competing with each other, then we're not paying attention to what's going on in broader society. We're not paying attention to how a sexist culture gets away with denigrating women if we're too busy kind of getting the claws into other women. Then we sort of lose track of what our priorities should be.
Of course. Now, these awards are a time for celebration of talent and culture, but these factors often certainly overshadow it. How can we begin directing conversation around appearance to be positive and enhance the celebration rather than bringing it down, particularly in terms of how the media reports on it as well?
Oh, again, you know, there's a series of questions that I think a lot of it has to do with the kind of media we consume. You know, what if we're consuming the kind of media that only focuses on what an actress is wearing, as opposed to what is the work that she's been credited for? What are the things that are being highlighted about a particular actress when she's at an award ceremony? Is it the way she looks? Is it the way she dressed? Or is it the film that she's been honored for? Is it the actual things that she's contributed that are more than just her sort of material appearance? I think a good deal of that is a good deal of breaking down that culture is starting young. You know, talking to young girls and to young boys as well about body image and encouraging them to sort of think twice about, well, where, you know, why do you feel bad about yourself? Who are you comparing yourself to? Why does this have to be this gold standard of beauty? What's wrong with you looking the way you do?
Of course, it is a very important discussion to have as well. Thank you very much, Catherine. We will have to leave it there, unfortunately.
Well, thank you for having me.